to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean, other host, Danny. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. I was given another reminder of how much of a disappointment I am to my mother.
Host yesterday. 1B.
Host 1B. I am the Nightwing Batman to your Bruce Wayne Batman. When Bruce Wayne Batman breaks his back or has to go to bang Talia al Ghul, I stand in and fight the city for the city.
No, you don't even get asked to be Batman. You just get pushed aside and some random guy gets asked to be Batman. If we're following that storyline.
Am I, so then I'm Man Bat?
I guess so.
I was a bat bitten by a radioactive man and given all the powers of man to a bat.
But you look good. I'm a bat from the waist down.
But as I was saying, my mother gave me an opportunity to be reminded of how much of a disappointment I am to her. Just out of the blue, she's like, I guess, trying to make small talk, but also giving me the judgmental motherly way of, so how's your little podcast going?
It's going. Choo choo.
So, have you guys been getting more listeners? I'm like, I don't even know if we pay attention to that stuff. Like, so when are you guys going to start making money on that?
We went from a dozen to a dozen and a half in 3 years.
No, no. Our listener base went up by a third.
Went up 150%.
150. Our listener base is 150%. See? Why? You gotta use that sales talk.
This is why I'm not in finance, man. I just don't know those buzzwords.
You gotta use those sales buzzwords. But yeah, he's like, so what do you gotta do to make money? And I'm like, I don't know. Already be famous and rich when we start the podcast, because those are the only people making money on podcasts now.
Right?
Like Joe Rogan. Like, if we were like Joe Rogan decided to start a podcast, then we could get money on it. Or if we are, you know, an actor that's watching TV shows of the episodes of the TV show we did and talking about it.
True.
See, that's the that's what we need to do, Sean, is we need to somehow get a show put on like Netflix or Amazon or something, and then we can gear our podcast towards talking about episodes of the show that we did. Step one, make a show. Step two, nobody ever tells you step two, ever. They always just skip to straight to step three, which is profit.
Profits.
So have you heard all that stuff going on about P. Diddy, P. Diddler Combs, as some people call him?
Yes, I know. Did he didn't fly away, right? He's still in the country, or did he get away?
As far as him getting caught, I don't know. I know they caught his drug dealer, but so much as just the accusations of different people getting caught banging other dudes at his place. And so listen to this podcast today, and they're talking about how long the average BJ is and how many times this one guy claimed to have performed fellatio upon dudes at Diddy's house.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, that's like 30 minutes of sucking dick for $450 million.
Jeez.
And then they had the philosophical discussion of would they or would not take that offer if someone presented to them in just a straight up cash offer.
Yeah. Jeez. It's terrible.
Well, this is also the same podcast that, as I was telling Friend of the Show, Man Thing, they had a segment talking about, you know, New York and the 9/11, and their guest brought up that the one good thing that came out of 9/11 was that it launched the largest amateur impromptu free-falling competition in the United States.
Not
And I'm like, yeah, I don't think they care about cancel culture.
not cool, bro. Not cool. Oh, jeez. Wow. Yeah, I don't
He
think they
also
care.
said,
Yeah.
yeah, they also on today's episode used as an insult, you look like you eat a banana for the shape, not the taste.
Jeez. Oh, jeez. That's ridiculous.
Which I wish I would have known when one with one of my former coworkers, because he mistakenly me at told me at one point that he gets awkward eating bananas around dudes, and so
Because
then
guys are just watching him do it, I'd be fucking weirded out too.
well because he said that I made it weird because it wouldn't have been weird until he said something. And so then I would just grab a box that was at about the right height of the belt that we were working on. And
Yeah.
then I would rest my hands on the box and put my hand chin on the box on my hands and just say, go ahead. No. I'm waiting.
I got
Then he would, so he would like turn around, tear off a little piece of it and put it in his mouth and then come back up to work. Like he would bend down and turn around, like hiding in the corner.
As he's cursing your name.
Yes.
This isn't solid snack.
No, this is
No.
not.
Oh,
Just
okay.
one of the random part-timers that I worked with on one of the shifts I was on, and then he went on to be a driver after I went, after I left.
Gotcha. He's like, I'm gonna go drive the boxes around. Vroom, vroom. Actually get paid more
Yes.
money than being a part-timer.
Yes. Unlike some of the people that like just working part-time hours
Yeah.
for 20 years
Is
or and then complain that
it
they need money.
oh yeah. Is it faster to get to full time if you try to be a driver from being from going from warehouse part time?
It was. It kind of varies, but usually it's a little bit quicker. At one point, though, they were like down to like a year and a half or 2 years working there.
Oh wow.
Go driving.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking a lot better than you.
Yeah, because the wait for like full-time inside that I do is 10 to 12 years.
I know, that's what I'm saying. 1 year is not too bad.
Yeah, so.
Oh, we finally got sun out here. I don't know if I'm excited or not. I mean, the rain's over, but then it's like 80-degree weather comes out, and I'm just like, this is not what I asked for.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be like 60, 65. I didn't need it to be fucking. I just want it not raining, but not hot either.
Yeah, it was funny because it all last week it was like in the 90s, and then last weekend it was, and well, I was gonna say cold, but low 60s and but raining,
Yeah.
and then it's in the 80s and 90s again this week.
Have you seen videos in the Middle East and about the rainstorms they're having and the flooding?
I did see them having people's fancy cars getting life rafted out of areas.
Yes. Yeah,
That's the only one I saw.
there's some intense flooding going on. I don't know what the fuck happened, but it is intense, my friend. Intense. And
I'm
then
sure it has nothing to do with the warming of a place or a thing known as, the globe.
I don't think so. And then also this week, the Phoenix Coyotes have been purchased and are going to Utah, question mark?
Nope, it's officially approved by the league board of directors. So the Dwarves song does not apply to the band. Maybe the fans. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you except hang out with the Osmond crew. Because I'm not going to Salt Lake City.
I'm not going to Salt Lake City. I'm not going to Salt Lake City. It's
Yes.
just crazy though. It's like they're just like doo-doo and gone. I get. I didn't. Is it just that the team just sucks so bad, or is it just Phoenix doesn't give a shit about hockey?
A little bit of both, but mostly the one that they sucked. And they're owned by the league. They've been owned by the league for 5 to 10 years now.
Gotcha. So the league isn't necessarily doing any favors to like win.
Yes. They're not, like, the owners aren't like, hey, let's go sign this top free agent to this other team that I'm gonna have to pay that's gonna play against, my team. But apparently they were told before the season ended, like after a game, they were told that, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to Utah next season. And then basically the social media team's like, all right, well, fuck it then, we're done. And like no wick like a funny pose, nothing, just like, oh yeah, here's the score of the game. Like they're all sad, like basically in protest.
Yeah, I believe it. They're like, fuck
Was gonna
this.
say
They're like, we're not
wacky
moving
was the
there. Yeah.
yeah wacky was the term I couldn't think of. I don't know why. I think I'm going to combine it with another word. But yes, no wacky posts from their social media about their games or their fans or anything. They're just like, yeah, it's we're all sad. We're going to Utah.
They have a bunch of didn't they like all the fan they put a bunch of white t-shirts in the stands.
Yes, for the final home game, they
Yeah.
had a whiteout.
Yes. That
I mean, it's hockey in Arizona. They pretty much already had that in of the crowd anyways. They didn't need the shirts for it.
they needed to take the shirts off.
Yes. And then they see their farmer's tan this time of
Yes.
year, probably.
Exactly.
The what's under the shirt was probably whiter than the shirt itself.
Did you do you think the Coyote name is gone, or do you think it'll just be like Salt Lake Coyotes?
I mean, they didn't bother to change the Jazz when they moved from New Orleans.
No, they sure did.
You know that city of with the vibrant black music culture that is Salt Lake.
I
So
guess
I don't know.
I'd be curious. I mean, isn't that who he, the guy that bought that owns the Jazz, bought the hockey team, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but are the Jazz
So
even
now
good? I don't even. I can't even.
they're usually they're good enough to usually make the playoffs, but not good enough to make any noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, Jim. Well, they don't have like three of the top players on their team
Right.
to carry it. Push them over the
Yeah,
edge.
they're like the Phoenix Suns too, where Phoenix is like every so often they'll get a couple like really good rookies and stuff together and push up, make a threat for the playoffs or even like the championship
Yeah.
for like one season and then just kind of,
Fade out.
fade away because they can't keep up, those players can't keep up the same like career stats
Yeah.
every year.
True.
So it'll be interesting. Yeah. So like the last couple of days has just been pretty much nothing but rest in peace Coyote jersey posts on the hockey jersey subreddit and the NHL subreddit.
Yeah.
I mean, the jerseys were all right, but people are like, rest in peace to the greatest hockey jersey of all time. And it's like, no.
Whoa. Let's not go that far. If you want to say the greatest Coyote jersey, whatever. They did have some like cool jerseys back in the 90s. I think they're a little funky, but I thought they were cool with like the guy
Mean, they
the
def
one crate like the coyote that was like in the goalie uniform and stuff. That was pretty cool. It was a
Yeah, I
fun.
mean, it fit the vibe of the, team in the city, like the theme wise of the, drawing. But yeah, they're definitely one of the jerseys of all time.
Just one.
One of the many jerseys.
So what are you drinking, Danny?
So this last weekend, I had a membership pickup party
Oh, look at
at,
you, bougie man.
oh, so the bougiest dude had everywhere.
Membership party.
It does have its privileges, as the commercial would say for one of the credit card companies. I think American Express membership
Yeah.
has its privileges. So yeah, so they're definitely getting more people, but that's the result of their beer being good. Because, because Jody pointed out, she's like, it's more crowded in here than last time. And I was like, well, the first session's usually more crowded anyways, because they split it up into two groups. There's like a 12 to 2 session and then a 3 to 5. And even somebody was like asking, like, oh, I missed my the reservation. I forgot. And they're like, yeah, just DM us and we'll, take care of it in the Discord because there's a members Discord.
Got you.
They're like, DM us. There's still spots open in the afternoon. But I was telling her, it's like, yeah, the first time there wasn't very many members because they didn't have that much money to buy fucking barrels and let your sit forever. So, when they told when they took us back the first quarter, they didn't have any beers for us, so they just gave us a little sample out of all the barrels. They had, the little nail, they pull it out and
Yeah.
pour a little bit into some into a pitcher and then pour it into glasses for everybody. And it's like, all right, this is our stout base, this is our barley wine base, this is when the stout is aged in these barrels. So when you get a blend of this barrel and this barrel stouts, these are just the bases before we add any flavors, is
Yeah.
basically what they were doing. And it's like, so from there, those barrels got for the first round of members, and that money that they got from the first round of members, they're not fucking just, going out and buying, fancy cars and fancy, drugs. They're putting it back in the fucking barrels. They're buying more barrels to make more, so they can bottle more be barrel aged beers, and then they can add more members. And it's just the way it's supposed to go in a business, right?
Yep. Put it back in.
So, one of the beers that they had was, it was like basically a chocolate covered cherry, a boozy version of that.
Got you.
There's like a, no, there's like cacao nibs, cocoa powder, cherries, and vanilla beans aged in brandy. And then called, is travel a verb? And then they had, then the other one I had was, can you ever really know someone? They're like a little, like, I think they get really high. Maybe they do spend their money on some drugs to get them up with these names. But just not all the time. So this one was a barrel-aged Imperial Mole Stout. Or as, some of the white people called it, a mole stout. Like, why are they putting a little ground animal in a beer? But this one had cacao nibs, jet black powder, cinnamon, chili. There's a
Wait, jet
three different kinds of chilies.
black powder? What is jet black
Jet black
powder?
cacao po jet black cacao powder.
Okay, I was like,
There's
oh,
like
is
three different kinds of chilies.
it
Clove, allspice berries, thyme sprigs, oregano sprigs, ginger, nutmeg, plantain chips, roasted peanuts, toasted sesame seeds, almonds, pecans, and sea salt.
Oh boy.
And it, like, to me, at first, the b banana really came through. But then, kind of letting it sit and drink it and talking and stuff, it started to get a little bit spicier.
Yeah.
But, and I told Jody after I first drank it, I was like, I'm kind of disappointed I don't get the spice. They put three different spice chilies in there. Like,
Yeah.
but that eventually came through. And the one who I bought bottles for, but I haven't tried, is a breakfast stout aged in Buffalo Trace and Garrison Brother barrels
Uh-oh.
with frozen waffles and maple syrup. Oh, and the mole stout was aged in 10-year McKenna single bourbon barrel stouts.
Gotcha.
And then there's the last one. Oh, and that was Do Thoughts Have Color? Which, I mean, I guess if you're doing enough drugs, yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
And then the other one that they did this quarter was, does time ever stop? And this is just a barrel-aged Imperial Super Stout aged in 15-year 1792 bourbon barrels.
Yeah.
And you got peanuts, toasted coconut, and flaked sea salt.
Not bad.
But then I was able to pick, but I was able to pick up from last quarter when we did our pickup for last quarter.
Yeah.
One of the beers wasn't ready yet. It wasn't up to their standards when they did their test pre-bottle testing, and so they delayed it about a month and a half, 2 months. But I hadn't had a chance to get in there, and so this one is, Can Silent Minds Think? You know the little Ferrero Rocher candies, I mean, that usually sell around holidays that come in like the aluminum foil with the ball. So that's basically what this is supposed to be.
Okay.
Imperial bourbon barrel aged Roca stout with almond meal, dulce de leche, almond Roca pieces, and flaky sea salt.
Heyo.
Coming in at 14%. Hold on a second. I had the, because it was aged in fancy bourbon barrels too.
So fancy. You and your spicy ass
Oh,
drinks.
this is a it was aged in a 10-year-old Fitzgerald and Garrison Balmera bourbon barrels.
You couldn't just get the 10-year Old Ferguson.
No, they had to, impress with the names of the bourbon barrels.
Can I just have the Fitzgerald?
On, I mean, I don't think it's as they don't hook people up as much as they used to. I remember when we were in a GABF and we went to Weldworks. That one dude that we like kept running into from Texas, Nathan. He was at the bar, and I was up there talking to him, and he had made friends with one of the owners or somebody kind of high enough up that they were talking about the they had just gotten barrels in for one of their beers they were getting ready to throw in, and he had one of some of the pour of the whiskey that was stuck left in the bottom of the barrel,
Oh,
like
nice.
this had enough for them to get like a few glasses out of it,
Nice.
which a lot of bourbon companies aren't doing anymore. They're like fucking bleeding that shit dry as much as they can
Well, they're making a ton of
because
money right now, so fuck
yeah.
them.
So I can't remember what it was, but I was able to get a taste of it. I was like, I'll take. He's like, you want some? Nathan was like, you want some? And I'm like, yes. And so they
Yeah.
pour a little bit into a glass, but oh man, this dude, this thing, they walk a fine line with all the adjuncts and the booze, like the barrels and the all the stuff they add between making their stuff too sweet, but also too like not having the flavor come through the just being too boozy, just being a straight booze bourbon bond bomb. I mean, they're all members, all the owners that, and all the owners there and the brewers and stuff, they all came from the brewery before it got bought out.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, they have the same pedigree. So it's not like they're just some jackholes that decided to open a brewery with no, and like, hey, let's specialize in barrel
This,
aged beers.
yeah.
I mean, it's everything they do hits it out of the park. Whenever I go to a bottle share, I'll bring a couple of them. The last one I had, I brought it. It was one of their German chocolate cake stouts,
Yeah.
where you can just taste like the coconut and the frosting, and it was just amazing.
Yes. So you're
My only
the popular
complaint,
guy.
yes, everyone's like, oh man, this one's the winner,
Yeah.
and it's funny too because everyone's like, they talk about the brewers and stuff. Like this one guy, his Instagram handle is Sour Jesus Jeremy, and they're like, ah, oh, man, I wish I could get to meet him. He sounds like, and I'm like, dude, I've watched like concert with him. I was at Punk in the Park just hanging out, like watching one of the bands play.
And he's just there.
Yeah,
Nice.
because they're pouring and stuff. And so he's like, I guess Ryan, the guy that runs the tap room manager, told him to go. He's like, yeah, you need to go check out this band. And so he went over and was like hanging out with me and stuff. And I'm guessing probably also because I don't bombard him with stupid work questions. I can only imagine how annoying it must be for him, like out in public, where it's like, so when you just did this beer and you did this treatment, he's
Yeah.
like, motherfucker, I'm just trying to watch the fucking, mosh pit. Leave me alone.
That's too
But that
funny.
was, but having him on staff though, it is a little upsetting that they haven't done more sours like the way Solaris has.
Yeah.
Like they do their tiki sours that are all amazing, but they haven't done anything like farmhouse or Belgian-y like the brewery used to do.
Yeah.
And if that's small, that's my minor complaint that I have about everywhere.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
But going there, I've run into a bunch of people. Made at least everywhere friends talk when we're there. So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking my classic cocktail, Danny, my cocktail of choice. I couldn't do the beer today. I needed something with more power, but I didn't let you down though. So I've been hiding a glass to reveal. But this is the Kentucky Mule that I always drink. I do drink it with I do like rye. over bourbon right now, especially for my cocktail. So I have the Old Forester 100 rye with ginger beer and lemon juice or lime juice, and it is the great one of the greatest drinks. I could just go to town every time. Have you had this
Oh,
one yet?
dude. I haven't had that whiskey, no, but I have, consumed just simple, easy to make at home. Just pour some whiskey, some ginger beer, and a little bit of lime juice on top.
Yes.
Just give it a little swirl, and you're good to drink.
I just go three shots, can or bottle of like the 6 ounce to 8 ounce ginger beer, and then I'll do like a shot and a half of like lime juice. Just stir that shit up, and I'm like, boom, ready to go. I'll three shots by
Yes.
the
He'll get you drunk.
end of this. Exactly. I'm out here trying to spread democracy or do other random gaming shit. I was like, I need to get in the zone. A few weeks ago, I picked up this bottle, and it is the Whistle Pig 10-year small batch rye. It's a 100 proof, 50% ABV for non-liquor drinkers.
Oh wait.
Yes, you have a
Oh,
bottle.
I was no, I'm like looking over at my thing and I'm like, wait, this is where the handy dandy Only Drams app comes in. Because it's alphabetized.
Looking, scroll,
Oh,
scroll, scroll, scroll.
I don't have a 10-year whistle pig.
Yeah, because you have something else, you fucking bastard.
I have a 15.
It's
Mine's bigger.
not, you're just bougier, my friend. You're just bougier. I got.
Where's Jody for this one? Why is his bigger than yours?
I mean, you should go younger, not older. Probably older in case of whiskey, but it's a. I got mine for I think the $70 to $80 range, before. So it was always it's on my like list to grab, but like I always just like pass it over for some reason. I just finally like I was like I'm doing it this time. Like I gotta stop avoiding it. It was,
Right.
yeah, it's like the same thing with like
Angel's Envy.
Envy. Yeah, I just kept passing it, but it's pretty good. I like that one. It is really good too. I did the rum bottles because the rum finish because I don't like wine, and Fajor said that the port one tastes like port. So I was like, nah. I ain't doing that shit. I don't need to ruin
I
a.
mean, it's. I have not the Angel's Envy, but I have had port finished whiskeys, and the same way that like going from bourbon barrel aged beers got me more into whiskey, because it's like, well, I just want the I can do the bourbon and not have to drink the whole beer and let way less liquid. It's
Yes.
almost the same thing. Like it starts ac getting you acclimated to liking to being able to drink more wine, if that makes sense.
Got you.
Because it's not as like. At first, you might be heavy because you're not used to the wine taste.
Yeah.
Because Barrel is the company, Barrels, and they have a bunch of different ones. And like 2 years ago, they won one of the Whiskey of the Year
Yeah.
for one of their blends. Because that's what it is. They source like they're open about it. Yeah, they're like, yeah, we're not about distilling and making our own shit. What we are about is fucking perfecting the blends. I got their New Year's one that they did, and it's like. Five different whiskeys from the five different states that they blended into one barrel, into one and bottled that. But they do. But the point of that was that they do use a lot of wine barrels in their blending, including one of them I bought for a buddy for a birthday present, because they use a wine from his home country of his of Portugal, like their version of port, basically,
Oh, got
Portuguese
you.
port.
Oh, I did not realize they had their own style.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure all the European countries probably have their own version of wine in the same way, it seems to be more prevalent out there, the grape growing.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, it'll kind of like hit you. It's hard at first, but once you start drinking, you're like, because I went when I was in Chicago, they got wine for the table, and I'm like, I don't like wine, and I'm like, fuck it, Be a big boy and just fucking plug and chug at worst case. Just drink it.
Plug and chug, plug and chug.
But it was pretty good. So, you know, it's a gateway to being an adultier adult. Question mark.
Question mark. Got a nice taste to it. I will say on the first two sips, it was definitely a lot burny. It was definitely you got the Kentucky hug on it, a little bit harsh, but after like number three and four, it starts to like mellow down on it. I do like the front taste of it though. So not too shabby. So
Have you heard of the retro nasal tasting? It's like they do it with wine, and people have been doing it with bourbon too.
what do you do?
Where basically, like, you have it in a little bit in your mouth,
Yeah.
and you take kind of a breath in, then you exhale out your nose, and it's supposed to help, like, and pull, help pull the flavors over your thing. But the other thing is they say is like when you do smell it, like just taste it in the beginning, have your mouth open just a little bit too, because it'll kind of help pull some over your taste buds. Help give you a better
Yeah,
taste.
that just made it so much worse. I
It burns.
feel like I just got punked.
Well, I mean, you're not supposed to, you know, snot rocket the whiskey out your nose. You're just supposed to like slowly exhale.
Yeah, like I brought. Oh, you said breathe in through your mouth and like exhale through your
Yeah.
nose, right?
But slowly, but slowly.
I
That's what
did.
we
I
said. You're not
tried to
supposed to
do it
snot rocket.
slowly. I did. I was like,
All right.
it was
I
just
don't know.
like,
I haven't tried it yet.
it's like somebody was. It was like a flashback to them dropping napalm for Korea. Just,
Just
was
all your the forestry of your nose hairs are
like,
just fucking decimated now.
Yeah, I do. What I need to do too is, I think I like the I when I drink it, I guess I don't drink it neat because I don't want anybody to correct me, but I do like it a little bit colder when I have to drink it straight. So definitely like an ice cube or cold glass, which I didn't do at all. I do think it like helps with some of that, some of the harshness
Yeah.
and the burning sensation that you get. But I do always tell people like don't like I'm just like exhale everything out of your mouth, take a sip and drink it without breathing to help with that burn. And it is like the best trick that we've talked about or learned. That is like the easiest way for me to drink it. And the other part is, at least for me, I do like it a little bit more on the chilled side. So,
Yeah, so I mean, I guess if you wanted it neat but cold, you can do the whiskey stones.
yeah, that is true. I have to get a couple of those.
Because it'll, and then I can't remember, because there's like the rock, the ones that are actually kind of rock, and then there's ones that are stainless. And like, you know, they import different qualities to the drink.
I was look me and my coworkers were looking at the $350 ice cube machine for for whiskey. I was like you when you sold 500, I was like ah, and then I look and Target's got 350. I was like a little bit more swallowable at that point. I was like, but man, just
Is
be
it, they
nice.
make
Just
the ball cubes?
yeah, it makes the ball cube. So I'm just like, man, now I can't even. If I have that, I can't even be. At least I can't be lazy with the ice. Like it's already pre-made, right on the counter. Just grab one out, drop it in.
My sister's has a refrigerator that makes those ice cubes built into her freezer.
That's hilarious. That's awesome, but it's hilarious. Does she use it all the time?
No, they're not whiskey
I
drinkers.
was gonna say I didn't think so. I thought your brother-in-law was like a Miller Lite guy or whatever other
Yeah,
trash
pretty
beer he
much.
drinks. I don't remember.
They're both like Coors Light and occasionally like seltzers.
So gross. So gross. I will say though, cocktail's nice. I drink three beers and I'm just like, eh, whatever. I drink three cocktails and I'm like, woo! One more and the
Right.
shirt's I go get cocktails. I have to get dressed up a little bit. I go to a brewery. I gotta listen to kids screaming.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say because you had to get dressed up because you had to wear extra layers of shirt because after
Oh
I gotta wear like
yeah.
four layers of shirts, and when I start taking them off, I got a ways to go.
Yep. Drink four, jacket comes off. Drink five, button up goes off.
The time you get to the t-shirt underneath, the last layer, you're pretty much ready to go anyways because you can't walk to the car anymore.
What's going on? I don't, where am
Why am I
I?
wearing a shirt?
Where's Taco Bell? I'm hungry.
Oh, on the same lines, real quick. On the way home,
Yes.
I had forgotten that it's almost the weed day coming up.
Oh, yes.
What's next year, the weed day is also going to be Easter. Jesus rose for our spliffs. But anyways,
Hit it for
so Jack in the
Jesus.
Box, yes. So last year, Jack in the Box combined with a couple of people that make one of the stoner movies of the most one of the best stoner movies of the recent generation.
Yes.
They made a milkshake called the Pineapple Express Milkshake.
Yes. Nice. Yeah.
So I went and got one because I was like, someone was like mentioned something about the weed day, and I was like, or Starbucks or something, I don't remember. Something popped my mind. I'm like, oh, that's right, Jack in the Box. Pineapple shake. So I stopped and got one.
Yeah.
Meh, it's not that great.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of bummed that I forgot to go get it last year. I'm kind of bummed that I got it this year. Ugh.
So they did it again this year then.
Yes, they re-released. It was popular enough that they re-released it.
That's too funny.
So, meh. It's not as pineapply as I hoped it would be. It's not like full Dole Whip. I was just hoping it'd be like drinking Dole Whip.
That's annoying.
It was more just like more ice creamy vanilla and yeah, more like orangey, yellowy vanilla ice cream.
Not even cool, bro. Not
Nah,
even
dude, I
cool.
was a little disappointed. And then I dumped it out, and I accidentally got rid of the best part, and without doing that, I got the cherry, and I didn't eat the cherry. I was kind of just all around bummer.
True. I
Oh.
think I figured out. So there's a liquor store by me that has the
Michter's.
Mitchers barrel proof. Toasted barrel.
Ooh.
I didn't. I thought the guy just said like toasted barrel, and I was just like, could and I wasn't really thinking about it. I didn't do enough research, and I was just like, I was like, I don't know if I need a $300 toasted barrel.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was looking at this magazine that. A guy gave me, and I was just like, "Fuck, fuck!" I was like, "This is the bottle." I think that's at that shop, just sitting up there. I was like,
Well,
"Oh,
hopefully it is. I better hope he's not just selling the fucking regular barrel proof. Going full museum over there.
yeah." He sold it was he said it was the toasted barrel, and because the just barrel proof has the red font. So
Yeah.
and it didn't have the red font because that's what I was looking for because I was looking for the green label with the red font and it didn't have it, so I was kind of like, ugh, I'm a whiskey noob, man. Could say so. I don't know. I don't even know if that's there anymore. I haven't seen
You
any.
go back and it's gone.
It'll probably be gone by the time I get back there when I decide it's okay to buy it, because like right now I'm kind of feel like I need to suspend myself on bottles unless I'm buying
Yeah.
like Old Forester 86, Old Forester 100 for mixing.
Yeah. Like an everyday one.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, like I gotta suspend myself. No more, no
Yeah.
mas. Maybe.
I almost went and bought a bottle, and it was like the liquor store, the El Cerrito liquor had it like $100 off, which is probably what it's supposed to retail for. Like they probably priced it at $100 too high without realizing it. And
Yeah.
they're like, it's 100. But then I was like, right before I was going to Chicago, and I didn't get a chance to get there. And I'm like, ah, not gonna send Jody to go pick it up. And then she'll see how much it was.
I know, dude. I can't wait. I can't wait for December when I come back, when I get to Riverside, and I'm gonna be like, Danny, it's after Christmas. You have to have time off now. Let's go raid your whiskey cabinet.
I'll be down. But anyways, by the time I got back, it was sold out. And then his brother owns a store out in Mira Loma, and he upped the price, and they both had it for the same price. And then when the one of them sold out, the other one upped it by $50.
Have you had any of the wild turkey rare breed or whatever that
No,
is?
I have not.
I've heard that
Yeah,
one
no, I
is
haven't.
pretty good, but I don't
I have
know.
two, yes.
I've not tried it yet. I was like, too much. There's just too much stuff out there, man. Too much. Can't
Yeah,
figure it out.
dude.
Can't figure out what to
Keep coming out with new stuff all the time, and new distilleries keep popping up, and
get. Yeah. I just want the stuff that I can see. I was like, and then it's funny because I think I saw somebody was selling Blanton for like 109. I was like, oh, that's not terrible, but I was like, I don't think I was like, I ain't buying that
that's $40 over retail.
I mean, it's not terrible over retail. I think it's starting to come down. I
Yeah.
think people are losing the Blanton type.
Yeah. Because they're starting to realize that it's like, oh, it was just exciting because nobody could find it.
Yes.
And it's just a single barrel.
Yeah.
Well, like, I went to one of the grocery stores by me. I went to go get something, and I'm like, just for shits and giggles, I just walked. If I'm in one that has like a fancy lockup whiskey cabinet,
Yeah.
especially Kroger's. Kroger's for some reason seems to get allocated stuff.
Wait, they rebranded it to Kroger's out there?
It's like Albertsons or Vaughn's or whatever the Kroger's West Coast is. But it's owned by the same company. It's the same company. It's
You
just called
fucking
something
live
different
in
there.
California. Why are you calling it Kroger's?
I'm appealing to your East Coast sensibilities.
To the Midwest. Oh,
Yes,
not the
your
Midwest.
Midwest, your
Not the Midwest. The Great Lakes areas. Let's make. I don't want.
oh,
We don't need hurt
and the South.
feelings. Oh, and the
And the
South.
South
And
also.
the
I
South.
guess it's because all the podcasts I listen to are either based in Ohio. Like, actually, pretty much almost all in Ohio or like just the northern tip of Kentucky.
Ain't got
And so
nothing.
whenever they
Ain't
talk
got
about going
nothing to
places,
do.
they talk about which we're going to Kroger's all the time.
Yeah,
So, and I couldn't remember which one it was. I couldn't
I
remember if it was Albertsons or Vaughn's or Ralph's.
know
I just know it's the Kroger family. But anyways, they had. And I almost bought it. I sat there and looked at it for longer than I should have for not buying it.
you
And I'm like, well, I got two at home, but
have.
maybe just for shits and giggles, because I need to get all of the lids. I need all the horsies on the lid.
Oh my
But
God.
they had three bottles of Blanton's in there just sitting there.
That's too funny.
And it was almost like
How
I have
much?
to buy it out of principle, right? And that's the main reason I didn't buy it is because they didn't have a little price tag under it. But I'm sure they're probably either like 69 or 79.
Very sus.
It's usually about how much they sell it for, but yeah.
That's too funny. That's too funny. Maybe I'll bring it home. Maybe I'll find a Blanton's. I'll bring it home for Christmas. That'll be my Christmas gift to myself.
Maybe, yes.
If I could find a $80 bottle of Blanton's, I'll be like, I won the lottery. Woo! Just an everyday thing in California, though.
I mean, not every day, but it's more often than out there, yes. It's crazy how much more like it's like people that live in Kentucky especially are like, yeah, dude, we can't find Buffalo Trace on the shelves everywhere. The only way we can get Buffalo Trace is if we go to the distillery on the right day. And meanwhile, I'm like, I can walk into every single grocery store and liquor store, and they all have Buffalo Trace ranging from $20 to $30 a bottle, depending on which kind of store it is.
Yeah, I still have that rare eagle sitting in my cabinet. It's good, but I was like, it's like $100 out here. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm not
I
spending
remember a
that.
time when I only drank Buffalo Trace because I can get it again for like when it was on sale for, $16 a bottle.
Right?
And on the top of the shelf, they had the Eagle Rare
Yeah, they did.
for and I'm like, dude, that is way too expensive for my sensibilities. And it
That
was $29.99. And Blanton's was the same way. Like, if you went to like La Bodega, they had it on the shelf for like $30 or $40 retail,
Jeez,
just sitting there collecting dust.
that's so funny.
Oh man.
Have
So,
times have changed.
yes, they have. So I was doing some grocery shopping, walking around, and I came across a display of the new seasonal Oreos.
Heyo.
Churro flavored Oreos.
Oh,
So
nice.
they got the white cookie with cinnamon flavored cream in the middle.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty solid. It's probably one of the better seasonals they've come out with in a long time.
I feel like what
That
do
isn't like gimmicky, where they didn't just resort to like dyeing food, dyeing the dye like red or blue or whatever, and throwing Pop Rocks in there for fireworks or the space one they did.
Right. Yeah. No, I could see that being pretty good. I don't, did they come out with this flake that has this flavor been out there? I can't
I
remember.
mean, it's new-ish.
Ish.
I don't think it's a re-release, but it's
Okay.
been out for like a month or so. Like, or they announced it a couple months ago, and then they finally came out with it.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember. If I've seen it before in the stores or not. So I thought I'd seen it. So, because sometimes, like, the I forget what flavors came out, and I'm just like, I don't remember if this came out last year or the
They needed an Oreo Untappd so you can keep track of all the different Oreos you've had.
before. Pretty much. Oh,
So Disney made the news for a couple reasons at Disneyland.
yeah, that can't be good.
One of them is this couple bought tickets to go to Star Wars night, and something came up and they couldn't go, and they're like, well, instead of just letting the tickets go to waste, we'll just sell them. And they put them up for sale and at face value. They weren't trying to make a profit. They're just like, hey, we'll get our money back and someone can go. It's a win-win situation. But especially after all the drama with the Oogie Boogie Nights, everyone just fucking immediately buying them up and them showing up on eBay and Craigslist and shit for, three, four, five times the face value. Disney is like, you know what? It's in the terms of service that we can punish people for doing this, so we're going to start punishing people for doing this. So they banned them from the parks for a year.
Whoa. Heyo. Do they have like facial recognition, or is it just like if they purchased it?
Yes.
Really?
No, like, yeah, any like it used to just be season passes, but now you go in and if you're just going on a one day, they take your picture as you're walking in the park.
Gotcha. And then they compare it to the database.
And then and every time you go through, because you like before you used to be able to sell your ticket, like if you're like, oh, I'm just gonna go for a couple hours in the morning, and then you leave and you sell your tickets to somebody coming in for like cheap or whatever, or you give them to somebody. Yeah, you can't do that anymore. You can't even do that.
Cracking down.
Yes. And so the other way they made the news is apparently too many people are taking advantage of the disabled loophole thing where, you get
Oh no,
like front of the line or whatever.
that's totally true. That's
And so
totally true.
and I guess Universal did it first. So
Yes.
of course, you got to let somebody else do it to beta
Jump
test the program.
on the grenade.
Yes. And so if they say if you're getting caught, if you they catch you t faking being handicapped to be able to take advantage of the system,
Yeah.
lifetime ban from Disney.
Heyo, damn. Damn, that's crazy. No, I remember people saying that all the time where they'll just get a wheelchair for like one person, and then people would they'll swap seats on who's getting pushed.
Yeah.
So, no, there's totally plenty of people that were taking advantage of that.
Right. And they're not very good at keeping, it's like, high school kids banging their hot teacher. Like, just keep it a secret and no one's gonna find out, but they gotta run their mouths and brag about it and ruin it for themselves and everybody else that's doing it.
Yeah, that is true.
So I came across this iPhone game. I saw an ad for it. And saw, like, reading the comments and the, there was comments on the ad, and people were like, hey, this ad is actually the game. It's called Survivor.io.
The game.
So I downloaded it and checked it out. And basically, it's similar to the potato game, Rotato, where it's just you're a dude getting swarmed by enemies, in this case, zombies. This is a zombie apocalypse. Different forms of zombies, zombie animals, zombie people.
It looked like robotic dogs, not
There
zombie
was robotic
dogs.
dogs at some point and stuff, but as you kill more, they drop gems, and as you get the gems, you level up and you can add more weapons and or level those weapons up. As you play through, you unlock different levels, different modes. I mean, it's definitely can be a time vampire of a game. The levels are timed at like 15 minutes. But it probably takes a couple minutes longer because the boss's level, the boss battles, which there's three of, aren't timed. So it probably takes closer to 20 minutes total to finish. It's like 15 to 20 minutes per round if you finish it all the way. So it's not like a commitment though, but it definitely feels like it might be better as a Switch game. Because you use the screen to move, and I think that kind of, but it's not as intuitive, I guess, as the joystick controller.
That's fair. I mean, it gets a little bit hectic trying to hold your finger around there, but I guess, yeah, a Joy-Con would be a little bit easier to use as you're running around. It is a pretty fun game, though. If it's pretty easy to play, I mean, definitely an easy, quick time killer if you're going. I like that you could upgrade your stuff behind the scenes for the next game and whatnot, so
Yeah.
it was pretty cool, though.
I mean, I could see where people would, either be impatient and just want to spend money. I mean, there's ways to spend money in the game. But if you're just playing it for funsies, because you don't have to, there's no real need to. Especially because you're not playing against people either. There's no pay to win. You're just playing against AI the whole time. So, but you liked it?
No, I liked it. I had some fun playing it, and I gave it. I played a couple rounds. I haven't gotten back to it, but I was definitely like, oh, this isn't like some dumb game. Like, it was a quick, easy, like, easy to learn. Easy. I like you just play it right away, and it was like, all right, figure out what to do and like that. And then, there was a couple ads to get extra chests, which were pretty cool. Like, you didn't have to like. It was just like, if you do it, you get a free chest. If not, cool. You just keep playing the game how you want to play. Keep beating your record. It was like, all right, I'll take that.
Yeah, like you can watch the ads to get, but and you get a decent reward, but it's not required. Once you pass certain levels, you unlock different game modes too. There's one that it's just basically like in a gold mine, so you don't really kill as many enemies, but there's like regular enemies and then gold colored enemies, and they drop gold instead of the level up gems. And then there's like a daily challenge level, so it's not just one game mode. They actually, and then they have events going on. The last one, like as you did things, you unlocked fishing poles, and then like it took time. And after a while, you just go collect and you pick different fish, and then you got points for the fish that was able to buy stuff to level up different other ways. So
No.
it's involved without making you think too much. Like there's actual stuff to like, pay attention to, but. It's not, you're not going to have to put much money into it.
Exactly. So good old Ubisoft, the video game maker. A little bit of noise coming out. Not surprised, because none of these top game companies could actually make a top game anymore.
Well, I think at this point now they're fighting over the most evil video game company.
Like the 15 best scoring games right now, or from video game companies, none of these top game companies are even in there. Like, it's just like EA, Ubisoft, they're just pumping trash year after year after year after year. It's like they can't just make something for mold and work on it and detail it out for like multiple years. But the new Star Wars game, Outlaws, seems to be just got released. It's a new game that you play on Xbox, PC, all those other places. But there seems to be some confusion. It's a single player game, right? So you would just expect that you have everything available to you. But there's a special mission called Jabba. It's the Jabba the Hutt mission. It's locked behind a paid season pass. So now we have season passes for single player games. Are we just not trying to? Is DLC like a bad word now? So they're just like, we'll just hide it under season pass. And how do you release a game and already have locked paid content for like more story?
Well, they've been doing that, and so I don't know why people are kind of up in arms about this one, because I know the Tiny Tina game had stuff locked under the season pass, and same thing with the Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League.
I mean, Suicide Kills the Justice League did not do very well, so I don't know if that's a. I think it also had its own issues, but how was the Tiny Tina game? How did that sell?
I don't think it sold very well either. I know I bought it Black Friday, because I got it for like 10 or 15 bucks.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. What,
No.
$60 game for $15?
Yeah. That was the only game I bought on Black Friday. But the other way Ubisoft is showing their true villain colors
Yes.
is they're going through and removing digital games that people bought from their libraries. Like, they're like, yeah, this game isn't available to be played anymore. You
You're
can't play it.
like, I bought it digitally. Let me play my fucking game. You're like,
Which is why friend of the show Man Thing is very adamant that for certain games that if he wants to keep
yes.
playing them for a while, he b always buys physical.
Makes sense. Seems
Until they
legit.
send the Ubisoft Gustapo to come to your house and knock your door down and take your physical copies too.
They just go in there, take the desk, snap it in half, drop it on the ground, stomp on it, and go, "Shame on you, Solid Snake. Shame on you."
Man Thing, but okay,
Oh yeah, man
yes.
thing, sorry. I don't know why. That would make sense. Yeah.
We're usually used to berating friend of the show Solid Snack.
Yeah, I mean, and Man-Thing's an older guy, so he likes physical copies and stuff like that. I get
Yeah.
it.
But then did you hear I can't remember the company, the one that's coming out with Grand Theft Auto.
Rockstar.
So apparently they had already killed a bunch of games that people were looking forward to
Yes.
that were in pre-development or early stages of development. And then they made all of their workers come in office instead of being out and about, work abroad. They're like, well, we need you in office. And then after everybody came to office, they're like, all right, now that everybody's here and we know how many people are here, we're gonna start laying people off.
Hey yo, wah 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 wah. I think Rockstar only knows how to make two games, Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption.
Yes. And so somebody posted a thing on Reddit blaming the gaming community for not buying enough of the Grand Theft Auto, in-game currencies to save all those people's jobs.
Fucking bullshit. They should have released
I
the
was
new Grand Theft Auto a lot sooner.
right.
Fuck that. If they
Oh,
wanted
and I
sales, I would have probably bought Grand Theft Auto 6 for full
no,
price.
it was the joke, because they're making billions of dollars off the game that came out 10 years ago or whatever
Yeah,
now.
exactly. The whole online thing. Yeah, they dumped all their money into that. They're just like, keep playing, keep playing.
And people are like, copy that, take my money. But I can't, and I'm pretty sure it was the Ubisoft guy that was talking about how, people, gamers can't expect to spend like the same amount of money on games that they are now They're like, well, games come out with this and they have the season pass and stuff. So instead of doing it that way, we should just charge that price for the game up front. So
And
he's
they,
pushing to get to like $80 to $90 games.
yeah, but they'll still add season passes though. Yeah, it might not happen the
Right.
first game, but the second game will have a season pass or DLC.
Yeah.
Like season pass
Within a
is
couple of
just,
years, yeah.
yeah, it's just DLC with extra
Extra
words.
steps. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, pretty freaking much, dude. It's just super annoying. Super annoying. So have you started watching any of the new animes this season?
I just started watching the first episode of the Re Monster, and that's all I've watched of the new season. I finished Mashle and started the first episode of Re Monster. And
Yeah.
then I haven't seen the top 10 list from Reddit to tell me what to watch.
Dude,
So I don't know.
it came out on Saturday, didn't it?
I don't know. I just didn't
Or
see it.
whatever. Okay.
I was caught in boomer hell on Saturday.
only thing I don't like about this season is there's a lot of stuff that's dropped that's like season two, season three of stuff.
Okay.
And I watched a bunch of some of the original ones, and I've not been overly like impressed. Like if we like the remonster that we're gonna talk about, if this is the only new anime we talk about this season, it's probably not gonna be like the worst thing ever. Because everything else is just very bad. Now the one on High
Which will give us a
Dive,
chance to catch up on
yeah.
give us a chance to catch up on animes from last season or the season before that we didn't finish to talk
Or
about.
I'll just watch more trash because I'm not a good
Yeah.
person.
No. No one ever said we were,
Yeah,
especially us.
I think the only one, there's two I haven't watched yet because one, I don't know if I could deal with the pain for this one because I think it's gonna be too wholesome for me, but it's the one about the old couple that starts turning young. That's in the top 10. But
Okay.
I'm afraid. I don't know. I don't need the feels. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm ready for it. And then two is the one on High Dive, the one about like jellyfish can't do this. So
Oh yeah.
those are
Oh,
two
that's on
of
High Dive?
yes.
Well, see, and that's the other one I guess we didn't finish on High Dive is Chained Soldier, the other fucking
Oh.
porn.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I haven't gone back and finished that one yet. And I haven't finished the overpower my overpowered or the overpowered skill one. I forget what it's called, but
Oh,
it's on High Dive from last season.
but okay. And then the other one, there's another one that's like close to the top of my watch list of continue watching is the tank one. The my level 99 tank in dungeons where they think he gets kicked out of the party because they think he's a weak piece of shit, but come to find out that like his like tanking skill is like the best ever in the history of tank skills, of course.
I didn't finish that one on Crunchyroll either. That was
I'm
another
all,
one that kind of fell off. Something about
which
his
surprisingly,
craziness for his sister was weird.
I mean, then I don't know why you watched so many of these other animes, including one of the characters. I mean, I know it wasn't the main character, but one of the characters in one of the animes that we'll talk about real quick.
It's only appropriate because the main character also thinks he's weird. So I relate to the main character thinking he's weird.
Yeah,
Loophole,
so Re
Daniel.
Monster.
Loophole.
So Re Monster. How did you watch? I just watched one episode. Did you watch more than one?
I'm on episode three. So the third episode, I think, came out on Monday. Oh, this is also
Yeah.
fucked up. Everything comes out on Sunday and Monday, basically. So like I don't like that. I like there to be a little bit of a peanut butter spread. Like I like to be able to come home and go, ah, I kind of feel like watching anime over video games. Let me watch an anime. But there's nothing. Nothing to watch. Because it doesn't fucking come out. Only bullshit comes out. So I don't know. But anyways, yes, there's three episodes of Reed Monster. The main character ends up getting reincarnated. I love that it
Yeah, he just gets
skips
stabbed.
it.
He's
Yeah.
getting.
Yeah.
I was gonna say they just start off with like they don't, and I'm sure it'll come up, and it seems to be coming up in flashbacks. And he kind of mentions that he had powers in his previous life, so he has memory of it.
Yep.
But it just starts off with him just fucking some crazy, some chicks just going crazy town on him with a knife to the chest.
Exactly. And he gets reincarnated as a goblin, which is super funny because like I love that the reincarnation thing is out of control, but at least we're starting to see some new creativity with it, which I appreciate. But yeah, he gets reincarnated as a goblin. Like he still has his old memories, like he said, and he has a power where he like if he eats like the whatever he's eating, he could gain like those powers or attributes. And so obviously the story just kind of keeps going from there. And obviously
Yeah,
Dan
because, well, I mean, he's eating it because he has to hunt. It's not,
Yeah.
you know, because to be fair, in anime,
Yes.
when you say when he eats it, it could be any number of reasons that
That's
are
true.
weird for him to eat other things, other living beings. But,
Yes.
you know, basically, like, goblins age faster.
Yes.
Like, the old man, they're like, yeah, he's like 20 years old, and he looks like he's like a thousand. They make sure to point that out. So then, it's like they're like a day, they're like day 2 days old or 3 days old, and he's like, all right, this is the last meal I'm gonna give you. You need to learn how to hunt. And so he ends up partnering up, like as any smart tiny person does. You find the biggest, strongest person and you team up with them. And so they had a pretty legit hunting strategy
Yeah.
that was aided by his ability to absorb whatever magical or physical or whatever abilities of the food that he was eating.
Yep. Yeah, and it looks like Danny, I mean it's a minor spoiler because but obviously when you look at the opening credits, who he is versus who he is on the screen are way different. But basically if he eats enough and he gets experience and he like changes forms, which happens
Well,
very quickly at the beginning of the next two
yeah,
episodes.
he changed at the beginning, at the end of the first episode
I
was his
gotcha.
first transformation.
Yeah.
So I saw that.
Okay, cool.
But I kind of, like you said, JPG of the formerly Geek Say What Network, when they would do anime episodes and like talk one of their hosts who'd hated anime or just didn't, actually he didn't hate it, he just didn't like it because he was one of those people that can't read and watch TV at the same time. Can't do the subtitles.
Yeah.
But after a while he picked up on the if you don't want to be spoiled, don't watch the opening of the credits of an anime, just skip intro
Yes.
because you know, especially harem animes and you're it's like episode 10 and it's like there's still one more girl to go that's not in the opening credits.
Oh,
I guess he's gonna find her
those are
soon.
the worst harems ever. Garbage. Straight into hell, like the lowest tier of hell. But the show doesn't take itself too seriously. I think it's cleverly written. I like the weird, like it just go like something will happen. It'll just be like a new day. It's just like day 20, day 33, and
Yeah.
it just like changes the story on the next day. So I think the way it's written is interesting. It's pretty funny. It's definitely one of my favorites of this season so far that I've watched. Because everything else I've told you, I don't even think it's worth talking about because it's kind of very like mid. But this seems to be at least a reasonable like new anime this season.
Yeah, speaking of animes that are both mid and don't take itself too seriously, but somehow ended up on Reddit's top 10 anime of the season list.
Yes, Mashle from last season, super good. So
Whoa.
yes, so basically it's like a Harry Potter spoof in the best
Yeah, it's
way
like
possible.
whatever One Punch Man did for fighting anime, this is doing to Harry Potter.
Yes, so basically I think we talked about it a while ago during season after season one, but yeah, for those that
Yeah.
don't pay attention, Mashle is a human that is really buff, pretending to like pretend that he has magic and is at school at a magic school. So everything he
Well,
does
because
is good.
he has to pretend that he has magic because that I can't remember the term, but it's basically if Voldemort took over and all the non-magic people were to be are to be executed.
Yep.
But the headmaster is still like Dumbledore in
Yes.
charge of the school.
Exactly. It so he's like super buff and he'll just be like light, he'll be like he just like calls out random chants and then just physically does it. There's
Got
a
like the hip toss magic, and it's like it's magic. He's just throwing him.
Yes. He ends up in some really big fights. I thought the fights were pretty good. I felt like this season didn't glide. I felt like it was a little more stop and go. I think season one
Yeah.
was just really funny all the way through, and this one was like stop go a couple times, which is annoying. I thought season one was better from that perspective, but there was still some really funny moments and jokes in this anime overall. So definitely worth at least watching in my opinion. Like I said, season one was better, but season two is definitely still solid.
One of the things that they did, whoever wrote the show must be a fan of Robin Williams. I don't know if you ever heard Robin Williams talk about his theory of comedy, where it's like you do it once, it's funny, it's hilarious, you do it again, it starts to become less funny the more you do it until it hits a certain point, and then it starts to become hilarious again. Like him cut like that scene in Austin Powers where he had to like 1800 point turn the little golf cart. Because it's like at some point it's like this is fucking stupid, and then he keeps doing it, and you're like, why am I laughing so hard at this fucking thing that I just called stupid like 2 minutes ago, right? It had like a few of those moments, especially when the main villain showed up for the showdown. Which it's like, how is he the villain if his name is Innocent, first of all? But he used time stoppage magic, and like there was one episode, it must have been 10 times, where they cut to every single like person that he like was friends with or associated with in the crowd just frozen. And it's like, why do they keep showing this? And then it's just like, why is this so funny that they're showing this again for like the eighth time?
Yeah, no, they did a lot of silly stuff like that.
But yeah, I mean it's good. But it was kind of hard to binge good. It's not quite bingeable good for me, but it's definitely, I don't regret watching the full season. Does that make sense?
No, I totally agree. I think it just wasn't as like last season. Like I just like was able to pick it up. There was a couple weeks like I would skip it and I would have to go back and watch like two episodes because it just felt like it was just dragging a little bit, you know. It just which was super annoying. Like I don't want it to be.
Right.
I don't want it to, you know, be like that. So.
So I don't know if it was maybe like they just the animation budget, which also is probably why like they used so much time showing like his girlfriend and his friend and the one group that was like his enemies that became his friend. And
And I mean, season two came out pretty quick too. It wasn't like it was a pretty quick, it was,
turn around.
yeah, it was a quick turnaround. Usually like animes, some of these animes like oddball stuff like this take a little bit to get a new one. Like I mean, I'm
Yeah.
sure like Furin won't have an anime season two for like 5 years, if ever.
Well, I mean, they'll come out, they'll do a movie, and then a season like a couple months, like a couple years later.
Yeah, something like that. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for sticking around for another fun-filled episode. Make sure you check us out on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Instagram, all those magical places. And we'll see you next time.
Later.